Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And listeners are wondering, when will this hashtag Slim Kendall storyline end? And I'm here to tell you, never. You thought that story about Atreyu was the never-ending story. Wrong. It is hashtag Slim Kendall. Because, Kendall, this weight is never going to come back.
Relax, listeners. It's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Come on.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, hello, Cliff.
Oh, autumn in Busheltown.
Autumn is upon us.
It's upon us.
Thank God, it's been so hot. I'm so happy it's autumn.
So happy it's fodum. Fodum. Why isn't that caught on?
Well, you gotta add fat to everything.
Fat it. Fat it. God. Damn it, you're right, Kendall. Mm-hmm. Right again. This is Cliff and Kendall,
right again.
Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show.
Uh-huh.
Hosted by men in their mid-30s. And it's also a radio filler program on KBSH, where you possibly are listening live right now, 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Hopefully.
God. You're listening to
Y99.
Right here on Ryan 99.
That's when they're playing this. I don't mean to imply it's live. I'm not recording this at 4 a.m.
No.
Kendall, I can't be bothered.
I'm sleeping right now if you're listening to this live.
We are. Uh-huh. If you're thinking, but where are Cliff and Kendall right now as I'm listening to this live on the air? In a lot of pain.
We're rolling on.
Why? That's definitely what we're doing. I do stop and think. I'm like, because, okay, on Howard Stern, when he was talking to Jake Gyllenhaal, like we said last week, I love it because he just asks all the nosy questions. He's like, so where are you going after this? What are you doing after this?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and Jake, he's like, well, I'm sort of hungry. I think I might go eat. And also he treated Robin like people would treat me, like, oh, Robin loves you.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And he's like, Robin, I give you permission to leave right now if you want to go eat. And it was great. And I do stop and wonder, like, well, what is Jake Gyllenhaal doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you stop it? I remember thinking as a little kid, like in bed, I would think, what is Madonna doing?
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I know, because you see him on screen, you think of these people that only exist when the TV is turned on or off. And you're like, they could be in a food coma right now. You don't know. Not any of the
Of the people we've mentioned, but Cliff and Kendall's of the world.
Will Ferrell could be in a food coma.
Probably not Will Ferrell, but maybe, what's that one guy, Kevin James?
Yeah.
Paul Blart's in a food coma.
He's for sure in a food coma right now.
Definitely.
Here's the other thing, I think.
Yeah.
Just piggybacking on your thought there.
Just piggyback right on.
I always think, when I watch like some History Channel footage or something, especially of any time that we were alive, I think, what was I doing right at that moment?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that?
I don't know if I think about right about at that moment, but yeah, I'm like, well, where was I? What was I doing?
Or like there's a space shot from, you know, 1994, and I'm like, I was down there, like, doing something right there.
Oh, man, probably off.
Your eyes beat off some food from that plate, Cliff.
Not.
You were 13. When did you start to beat off?
Oh, at the ripe old age of 4. No, I have no idea. I wish I could remember. I don't ever remember. I tried to think back and, like, you know, I have a terrible memory. But I always thought, like, did I ever, like, think, what is this? How do you do this? I don't remember that at all.
You really don't?
No.
Like, you don't remember, like, you just remember always having done it.
Yes. Do you remember?
I do. I remember the night I started at a pair of silk underwear.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Now, why would you buy like an 11-year-old silk underwear? But I did. You will love this. Now, I don't remember the guest, but I remember I was watching the Jay Leno Tonight Show. And must have been some handsome man
on
there.
You have such a good memory.
I know. And it was just a night of passion between me and the silk underwear and whoever was on the Tonight Show that night in those olden days. But it just, and it's just been love ever since. But yeah, I do remember that. It was, what else have I got to remember?
I wish I could remember it. You know I have a terrible memory. I don't remember this morning.
But I can't remember where or when. All right, Kendall, it is Fall Festival here on Ride 99.
It is. We haven't even talked about that yet.
And we've been talking about masturbation.
No. Shocked to fall.
Listeners are, let's face it, they're listening to something else by this point. Because when we started to talk about that, it was turned off.
Oh, well, I hope they didn't turn off because it is such a great, great show today. We're having a big autumn celebration.
It's autumn in Busheltown and all over.
All over.
All over
Ride
town.
Ride 99 has a big, huge fall festival going on here in town.
It's all. It's this whole week on Ride 99. If you're listening, Dolores, it's autumn-themed shows.
Ooh.
They've been having little parades here and there. And when I say parades for Bush, it's like one or two vehicles.
Yeah. You know, some things that are going on in town, there's a big, big apple pick. Down at Bushel Farms, Apple Grove.
Have you been to Bushel Farms?
Yeah,
you've been to Bushel
Farms. Yeah, I've been there. But there's an apple pick. You just go and you just pick apples. You pay $19.95 to get in.
And then you give them all the apples after you pick them?
Yeah, you give them back because then they let you have like a little glass of cider when you
leave. Basically, they're just paying them to work for them.
I don't know. It's a fun family activity.
Well, that sounds fun.
Listen, kid, he doesn't remember how long he's been pleasuring himself because he never did anything like go pick a damn apple. He's always at home doing that.
Pick an apple. No thanks.
His palms are too hairy to hide.
If pizza grew on trees, I'd go pick one of those.
If pizza grew on trees. Is that a Bob Dylan song?
I think so.
Kendall, another thing that you could do, why don't you just jump in a big pile of leaves?
I wish I could. I wish there was enough leaves around.
I wish there are. They haven't fallen enough quite yet.
I wish I had the energy to rake up enough leaves for my big ass to jump into.
Oh, I don't know. Who wants to rake? My grandmother, she would always just look out the window and she would see a leaf and she'd run out and rake it.
Now
I can't handle it.
I think I remember the last time I jumped in a pile of leaves.
You did.
I don't remember the first time I masturbated, but I remember the last time I jumped in a pile of
with
leaves.
With a wet sucker?
I always did have a sucker in my mouth. Mm-hmm. No, I do. I remember the last time I jumped in one.
Well,
and
tell us about it,
and
sister. Sing it, sister.
It was at this person that lived behind me when I was a kid growing up, and we'd like rake all these big leaves up and jump into it. I remember how much I loved it, and I've not done it since.
Not.
We should do that this fall.
Let's do it. Now we're gonna have to break up a lot. Let's
get Austin on it.
Austin. Hey, is Charles here?
Yes.
He is in the building.
Yes.
Will you go get him?
I will.
We gotta get on this leaf.
Do we have to?
Yes. Just, all right, he'll be here in a second.
We might as well just go do it ourselves. He's not going to do it.
Hey, guys. Oh, what can I do for you?
Hi, Charles.
Charles, what we need you to do, we need you to go rake up all the leaves you can. You're going to have to go to adjoining yards, okay? You're going to have to go all the over to the big KBSH building and get all the leaves. Bring them over here. We want to jump in a big pile.
Okay.
We're going to need a big pile.
Get
it done before break.
Anybody got a rake?
It's right around, after you go outside, it's right around the corner, right outside the tool shed.
I'm gonna look for a rake, I'll see. And once I find a rake,
Alright.
Come on, Charles!
I hope by spring we'll have.
Bye. Come on.
Oh, but Cliff, I am so excited about this fall festival because it gets me so excited.
I'm so excited.
For fall. And
I just can't hide it.
And you know there's a, what do you call it?
Yeah.
There's a hay maze. Down in the
hay maze.
In the Bushwood Square. I knew that was going to be a joke. You can't say it without it being funny.
Kendall, why don't you pack a damn picnic basket and just go sit in the autumn park?
Oh, doesn't that sound nice?
Just go sit there in Frog Blast Park. Named for Frog Blast Senior, who died, of course, in the big fire that, you know, some people were saved by the old mule Flappy, but other people died. One of them was Frog Blast Senior. And so you could go sit in the damn park and pack a picnic basket.
Well, Old Mule Flappy's there for the fall festival.
Flappy's there. They have a big wooden cutout of the Old Mule Flappy. You just go put your arm right around it and...
I wish I had time to do that. I fixed everything in my house. I've sanded that lump and it just popped back up. All these things keep happening. I keep having to work on it and fix things.
There's too many damn things, Kendo. You need to declutter your life while you're
at it. I know. I'm going to go do 12 things.
Throw away 12 things.
I'll try.
You need to quit 12 things. You do too many things, and you need to quit 12 of them. You're allowed to quit anything that doesn't involve me.
Well, this drink I should quit right now, but I'm not going.
You can. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Kendo! Speaking of people who keep coming in the door.
Who is that?
It's time for Hot Subjects.
Oh, it's Mrs. Potty Butter and Mrs. Snotbottom.
That's who it is. Come on in, guys.
Oh, dears. Hello. I love doing this segment, dear. It just brings me so much joy.
Hello there, boys.
Wait. It's hard to do, but it brings me joy as well.
Kendo, you're looking very slim there, bud.
Please,
embarrassed now.
I am embarrassed.
I get tired of hearing you talk about it. Nobody ever mentions how damn slim I look or don't look.
Oh, dear, I've told you time and time again you look lovely, dear. When we were watching Golden Girls, I told you.
Kendo's looking so slim. It's just falling off. The weight's falling off, Boa. Have you found some sort of magical diet that looks fantastic every time I see you thinner and thinner, slimming down?
I just don't have time to eat anymore. I'm working on my health.
Slimming down, Boa. Very slim.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's
move on.
Yes,
dear. Let's move on, dear.
All right. Well, I've got a hot subject.
Okay.
Up for debate.
Hit us with it.
I can't believe we're even talking about it.
Oh, my
on
dear.
The air. It's so hot.
So hot.
Speaking of...
Uh-oh.
Heat.
All right. Mm-hmm. You ready for some heat?
I'm nervous. Miss Tom, I'm sweating.
All right.
You're making me nervous, boy.
scientists have developed a slow-melting ice cream. It's gonna melt.
The world rejoices.
So slow.
Oh, dear, I can't have dairy, dear. It hurts my stomach too much, dear.
Dear, you eat dairy all the time, dear.
Well, dear, I know, but it's not what good for my figure, dear. Now, you certainly can't have dairy, dear. Well, we all know we can't have dairy.
Do I eat dairy, dear? I can't remember.
Of course you eat dairy, dear. Every time I tell you, you're not supposed to. Then dear. You do it, dear, and the house smells for 3 days.
Oh, my.
Oh. Your dirty laundry here.
Pardon me, dear.
Okay, Kendo, that's a hot subject. What do you think? Kendo, come on. Slow melting.
Slow melting ice cream. I was like, what are we talking about?
It's not even going to melt fast. Now, let me tell you, I have gotten things at the Dairy Queen, and then they just... freaking are liquid. It's like they give me a glass of milk 5 minutes after I get down the road.
I have to say, I don't know if that helps me at all because I usually eat all my ice cream before it turns liquidy anyway. Oh dear, you know, I love a good sundae, dear. But that sounds like a wonderful new invention, dear.
It does worry me.
What's in it, dear? What's in it to make it
candle,
freeze so
slowly? You're not fooling anyone, Burr. You don't look like you've been eating
Mrs. Tumman, please, ice cream. Let's not talk
lately, Burr.
Oh, God, we're going back to Slim Kendo.
You've been eating lettuce wedges, man.
I wish I'd been eating lettuce wedges.
He's a lettuce wedge, don't we?
But, dear, what is in this ice cream that makes it melt so slowly? Is it chemicals, dear?
Probably chemicals.
You know, we shouldn't be eating these chemicals, dear.
I agree.
Mr. Sawbottom can't handle all these chemicals.
Dear, you know, I enjoy a chemical-free diet, dear.
You do not.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, of course I do. I haven't ingested a chemical.
You were eating Cheetos 10 minutes ago.
Cheese, boy. Pure from the cow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I have a hot subject here.
Oh.
Now, dear, I know it's a very hot button debate issue with you, dear. I know it's very important and close to your heart, Cliff.
Breastfeeding.
No, what? But your Sheriff Frogblast has issued a statement shutting down Shovel Street for more repairs, dear.
And I can't even get my bicycle.
Shovel Street, really?
Can't even get the bicycle through, so I have to go all the way around to Grape Nut, and then you take a left on Ferber, and then you have to come back around. It is so annoying.
Cliff, it's a mild detour, and that's extra exercise.
Annoying. Like, I need extra exercise. I can barely wheel myself here on the bicycle. It's like 2 blocks.
Well, dear, you know, the street that goes to our part of town is wonderfully paved and no problems at all.
Oh.
Rub it in, Mrs. Bob.
Rub it in.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. That was not proper.
We're just joshing. I know it's easy when I go to your house to watch Sex and the City. It's easy. Okay. I got a hot subject over here.
All right, hit me, Cliff.
All right, Bob. Hope it's about losing weight. The candle is such an inspiration to us all.
I'm about to leave.
I feel like I can beat irritable bowel syndrome, Bob, when I look at you, Bob, overcoming obstacles.
Are you trying to get me back for all those times I talked about your irritable bowel syndrome?
It's that time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bottom.
Everything is pumpkin spice.
Everything's coming up pumpkin.
I want everything pumpkin spice.
Oh, see, pumpkins is so wonderful.
Want it all. They got pumpkins. I want all this. They have pumpkin spice mini wheats.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to get me to eat a mini wheats? Not pumpkin spice flavor? I don't think so. Pumpkin spice fudge stripes.
Oh, dear, that sounds wonderful.
This is up your alley, Kendall. Pumpkin spice butter.
Oh, butter.
Butter.
I'll take it. Give me a spoonful.
Also up your alley, pumpkin spice vodka.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound
good? I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Imagine mixing that with something. That would be great. And this is less up your alley, although you are slimming down. I admit, Mr. Snobbottom's right. You are slimming down.
Oh, thank you.
Pumpkin spice protein powder for all the big lunkheads. What do you call people who work out a lot?
Dude.
Jar juice heads. All the juicers.
Dear, I will say, you know, protein is very important, dear, for everyone to have, and you should definitely have protein, especially being vegetarians,
protein,
dear. You both need protein.
You know,
I get plenty of
protein.
No one ever died from a lack of protein.
I've seen people
with low protein
intake lose their hair.
When has everyone lost their hair from low protein?
If your hair was thicker, you'd be eating more protein. That's all I'm saying.
Well, dear, it just helps you bulk up, dear.
It's a effect reaction. Eat protein and your hair grows.
Have you ever seen a commercial
for
I have low pee? No. There's no protein deficiencies.
No, you don't get nearly enough.
And what do you eat for protein?
I lay awake at night with Mrs. Potter Butter Butterton, and I sometimes when Funky can't sleep, I'll rock her. We'll talk about are the boys getting enough protein, dear?
Have you seen any
protein lately?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, kind of looking pretty peckish, dear. I'm not sure if he's getting enough, dear.
He may not be getting enough.
I'm getting plenty of protein.
He looks pretty bad.
I look fine.
You look awful.
You
look terrible, and I hate to break this up, but we've got to take a break.
Oh, but I was just getting to the breastfeeding.
Stop. We've got to take a break.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
To throw that out. All right, guys.
All right, dear. Well, thank you, dear.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Before you set a fire, think of this. Chances are you'll be caught and sentenced. Arson burns everyone for life.
After all is said and done, arson burns everyone.
Refueled and ready for hilarity, Cliff and Kendall are back.
Autumn. It's autumn on Rye 99. It's autumn all week. You gotta listen to that Rye 99 Fall Festival. Dolores is talking about fall every night. Kendall, you know, I heard her the other night. She had a phone call, and they were only supposed to be asking questions about pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, how do you like find them? How do you know if they're ripe? How do you roast the seeds?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make your own pumpkin spice at home? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you make a romantic gesture with a pumpkin for your loved ones? You know, stuff like that. Normal stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody just called in and they were asking about who knows what, and Dolores just cut them off. She's come off, and she played over and over. She played that song, I Don't Know Much, But I Know I Love You. Again, she just played over and over, and she's like, this reminds me of that listener.
Cliff,
I don't know much.
I didn't know.
But I know I love you.
That was going on.
Yeah.
And I called in.
That was not you.
Not that. No, not that wasn't me.
No.
But I called in Dolores that night to request I put a spell on you because I was excited about autumn and Halloween coming up, and she hung up on me.
Kendall, we've got a new segment that we're about to do.
So excited.
This is big with the kids and the teens on YouTube. It's called Reacting to Things.
Time to react.
It's time to react. Kendall, you know, they say there are no small parts, only small reactors.
Exactly.
And so
only fat podcasters.
Only fat podcasters. We're just two fat podcasters.
Having a Halloween party.
Having a Halloween party on the internet.
Yeah.
Kendall!
And so what we're going to do to explain this to the listeners, you've tuned in to a great show. We're going to react to things. I'm pulling up our Instagram here. If you want to follow Cliff and Kendall on Instagram, we are at iHeartRide99. And it's in honor of Ride 99. We just love it so much. And that's about that. So I'm just pulling up my feed here. We're just going to react to things on our feed, on our Instagram feed.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Uh-oh. Oh, look, there's somebody. I follow this Lucy thing, and they got these Lucy and Ethel salt and pepper shakers. I want them.
Wait, who's the salt and who's the pepper?
I don't know, but I wish the listeners could see my face as I react, because I'm like, what? I want these.
You should see that reaction.
I want these.
The clip.
I'm like, bleh.
Watch this reaction.
Uh-oh. Whoa, look, you should have seen his face.
Pink is giving Ellen a Dunkin' Donut birthday cake.
Oh, I want to eat that.
I really want to eat
that. I wish the listeners could see my face as I'm going, hum, 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 hum. I want to eat it.
You don't want to see that.
Ooh, one of my million Jake Gyllenhaal fanstagrams has posted a new pic from Kendall. He says so many movies coming out. I just don't have enough time to talk about them all. First of all, he's got Everest, which is brand new and out in theaters now. Run to the theater. See it. Don't walk. Don't wait. Go now. Why? Because it's there. Okay? Go and see it. But he's got a new movie coming out in the spring called Demolition, and there's already a trailer, and it's already another Gyllen classic, and I can't even wait.
Jurassic.
Yeah.
Look at Hillary Clinton dancing.
Oh, watch her.
Oh,
what are we going to do, President Trump? What are we going to do?
Please don't mention that.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, he just looks the best. Look at him there. He's so happy.
Oh, just look at him.
Now, what do you think? People are always saying, like, hey, can I have a selfie with you? What do you think about that? I hate it.
Having a selfie? Well, it's if you don't have somebody take your picture. Oh, look. This, I should react great to this. It's like fruit and yogurt, but it looks terrible.
No. Now, you took a selfie with Sue Sylvester from Glee, and she was real mean, and I support her in her meanness.
I do, too. It taught me to never ask a celebrity for
photos. Never fucking ask again, idiot. Who do you need the picture
of? I didn't want to then. I was being dared by people. Not dared. They're like, you should really ask.
Well, that's your own fault for being influenced.
Here's a cartoon where they're burning a guy at the stake in an office because he replied all.
Oh, hilarious comedy.
Hilarious.
The comedy on Instagram is so funny. I feel like there's more ads than there used to be.
There are so many ads.
Oh, I love this.
Love in my heart for you. Ellen, I looked into the corners of my soul today and I found you there.
I wish you could see my face as I'm reacting to this Carol Burnett sketch that's on Instagram. I'm like,
whoa.
I'm like, whoa, and then I'm double tapping the heart because I'm liking it. Uh-oh, people are out surfing.
Oh, look, you gotta love the queen. She's become the longest reigning monarch.
Has she really? Mm-hmm. Well, what do you know?
Ooh.
How old is she?
What do you
know? I know, Miss Potterberg. She's proper etiquette to talk about her age.
What do you know? Oh, all these new... Oh, I gotta see this Daniel Radcliffe movie, Victor Frankenstein, coming out in theaters in November. Oh, Madonna, she just... Oh, Kendall, it kills me. I'm reacting to these pictures of her opening night. She had her opening night in Toronto not long ago, and it just kills me that I'm not there, that I can't be there to support her, but she is just rocking in the free world. She's living for love like we all should be. The tour is getting rave reviews, and I just wish I could be there, and I'm supporting her spiritually.
Well, that is wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful? I wish people could see my face as I'm supporting her spiritually. I'm like,
That's why I'm speechless looking at his face.
It's like, I know. It's like,
oh my God, look at your face.
It's f***ing beatific over here.
Look at this big, huge cricket or whatever the hell that is.
I saw that.
Isn't that terrifying?
Yeah.
What if that jumped on your face?
I would die. I would absolutely.
Oh, look at this. Die. I saw this today. I got really excited because I thought it was a picture of a burrito, but it's a pencil case.
But I think it really is a burrito.
Oh, see, I can't zoom in.
I know. Why? It has never bothered me that I can't zoom in.
Oh, my God. Wait, this I actually laughed so hard today. Selfie, which is like a beautifully taken photo of a hamburger.
Oh, man, I'm reacting so hard to that.
I am reacting. It's a tagged picture. It's like a terrible mushed hamburger like you really didn't know.
It's so mush.
Oh, my phone just died.
Oh, your phone's dead. Look at these pictures. I just wish I was there.
She is living for love.
She is.
I'm reacting like crazy.
Man, look at your face.
Whoa.
I'm looking back and forth between, look.
And Jake Gyllenhaal in multiple poses.
Multiple poses. Look.
What is that?
That's her.
Is that a jellyfish costume? Oh, no, it's a, I couldn't see. It's a male.
And she's singing Material Girl.
Now I gotta be able to zoom, Cliff. I'm too old for Instagram.
You are too old, Kendall. And my reaction to you is like, whoa, you're so old.
I'm done reacting with you.
You are so old.
I'm too old to be reacting to all this.
I'm done reacting with you,
Kendall. I'm done. I'm living for love and looking positive on the future.
Let's live for love. I am too. We can die happy or die. He left. Oh,
damn it! Austin held up a sign. Jump in some leaves.
Well, maybe
next autumn.
Maybe next autumn. Good. positive attitude.
And that just makes me sad, Cliff.
Makes me so sad.
Oh, this music—it hurts my soul.
Music. Speaking of sad, this music.
This Make music is not living for love. This music is sad.
Well, it's a bittersweet kind of. It's a, you know, sometimes you just love to sit and cry to stuff. Or yeah. I do anyway. And yeah.
Well, our listeners need to go online and react to some of our posts on Instagram.
React. Film yourself reacting to our post.
Ooh,
film yourself reacting
good.
To our show.
Send it to us.
And send it to us, and we will play it, and we'll react to your reactions on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us at Cliff and Kendall on Twitter, at Cliff and Kendall other places. Just search Cliff and Kendall on Google, and we'll come up.
We are everywhere.
And yes, we are at iHeartRide99 mm-hmm. on Instagram. For some reason, I don't know why, that's what we are.
Cliff, I would rather.
I'd rather
sit on a pumpkin and have it all to myself than be crowded on a velvet cushion. And that was Henry David Thoreau.
Whoa! My reaction to him is Henry David Thoreau. Whoa, Kendall! Wild is the music of autumnal winds amongst the faded woods. And that was said...
Beautiful.
...by William Wordsworth.
William Wordsworth. Wordsworth.
That was him. That was him.
Autumn
Kendall.
Seemed to arrive suddenly that year. The morning of the 1st September was crisp and golden as an apple.
Golden.
And that was J.K. Rowling.
Oh, J.K.
From Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallow.
Oh, J.K., I'm Cliff.
Oh, I'm Kendall.
Do we still do that? Have we done that?
Yeah, we do
been
that.
Doing that. Have we done that last 300 shows?
Yes, we have. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you here next week. Cliff, I got to get over to North Bushelltown Campground. So they're having a big old celebration over there.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Autumn.